You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes from now, he returns. It's been so long since we've heard his voice. So long since we've seen that face. Rick Camp, back in the saddle.
What a guy.
You Better You Bet. Screw him. Right. What a jerk. What a D-bag, Rick Camp.
Got to tell you a really quick ESPN story that voice just reminded me of as you were doing that intro.
Sure.
When I was an entry-level production assistant, you like become really good friends with all the people who started along you. Like, you're all like 22 years old. You're probably all living on your own for the first time out of college. And like one of your like big accomplishments the first month you're there is to like produce a really good highlight, get a really good read on television. So whoever the SportsCenter anchor is like kills the highlight, like does a great job reading it. You feel amazing. Now, once you've done that like 500 times, it completely wears off. But the first time that you like produce something that you're really proud of and he reads it. So this friend of mine, Tim was his name. And I think he works, he's like some higher up at Yahoo or something now. He does something really, some kind of really interesting job. But he basically had this really good idea. Larry Brown was coaching for 2006. Was he on the Knicks?
No, he was still at the Pistons probably in 2006, no?
He had taken some, it was like the 06-07 season, I think. So Charlotte, he was somewhere maybe? Different, maybe. I think he was somewhere different. Let's just put it that
way. It might have been the Knicks because he was there in because they won in 2004, then they lost to the Spurs in 2005 and 7. So maybe he was on the Knicks at that point. I'm not sure. Tyler, look that up for us, please.
Yeah, so it was the 06-07 season because I started September 06. And this was so the idea was, like, I'm going to produce this amazing, like, graphic presentation.
Oh, no, all the Flip different was the coach. Flip was the coach of the Pistons, I think, at that point. Flip Saunders.
Right. So Larry Brown would have been where? So 05-06
on the Knicks.
Knicks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Brown left. Flip Saunders coached the Pistons the next year, I think. I'm pretty sure.
The point was Larry Brown had been to all these different places. Like, I'm going to do this big graphic presentation at the start of my highlight of all the places that he's been, which is like 12 or whatever. And it like looked really cool. And he like put a ton of effort into it. And Steve Levy is reading the highlight. And there's this script that accompanies this graphic that's like 20, 25 seconds of copy about all the places Larry Brown has been. This this visual extravaganza in terms of the graphics. And the highlight begins. And so Tim's like leaning into the television, like, this is going to be my thing. This is going to be really good. And the graphic starts going. And Steve Levy decides to basically toss the script and like improvise the graphic. And says basically nothing at all. And his read of the highlight is, so this, imagine like Larry Brown, like going from this place to place, like a map, basically. It's like his head going from all these different places. And it's basically Larry Brown. He gets around coast to coast, peanut butter and toast. Larry Brown. That was like the read of the highlight. And my friend just goes, what the hell was that? Like, what happened? Like, I wrote all this copy. Why didn't he just read the copy? So, like, literally my friends and I will still, like, Larry Brown will somehow come up and we'll just be like, coast to coast, peanut butter and toast, Larry Brown.
That's
like,
pretty
it's just
awesome.
So stupid. Like, imagine putting, like, 9 hours of work into something and, like, just gets up there and it just goes, oh, no, what is he doing? Like, oh, this is terrible.
I can tell, and, like, I never did SportsCenter, but I hosted, like, a similar show at CBS, and I can tell you that, like, It's whatever like mood you're in at that very moment dictates 100%. What you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because Levy could have 30 seconds earlier been like, I'm going to do this. And then in the moment would have been like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to do this instead. And that's what
you know
he's
what?
Do.
Like, I want to do this other thing instead. Like, I'm actually, I was into this.
And what's
I'm
he going to be beholden to Tim?
Right. Yeah. Just like this is like 15 years later. And I still, my friend and I will text and just be like, ghost to ghost, peanut butter and toast, Larry Brown.
That's really like, funny. I don't think what that sounds like. The punctuation of Larry Brown, like where did?
But like there's, I'm the pauses are pregnant and intentionally so. Like that's how it sounded on the air.
Just coast like, to coast, peanut butter and toast, Larry Brown. That's so. I want to find that. That's pretty funny. All right, Rick Camp's coming up. Coast to coast, I'm fat. Rick Camp. 20 minutes from now. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. But let's get some bets for the weekend, both in golf and also for college football. And let's start it off. It's Wednesday. Jake, you know what that means. Day 3 of Lochmas. Hey! Oh, my eyes, they're bleeding. I can't see.
Coast to coast, peanut butter and toast. Bleeding eyes.
It's really, really funny. Actually hilarious. Okay, these are the eyes bleed games. The games that you don't want to watch, but you can win money betting on them. So, Ken, what do you got for us this week in college football? Eyes bleed edition.
Sure, we're gonna go to a couple places where people probably don't want to go to watch the games. We're gonna do it entirely with totals actually in this game, which should be really, really fun. What could possibly go wrong? College football, like 25, you know, 18 year olds determining the outcome of your bets. Like, awesome, sounds great. First game, would never recommend somebody watching this. The total is insanely low for a reason, because these teams have been brutal offensively so far this year. Wyoming is playing at San Jose State on Saturday. San Jose State, a 3-point favorite. Total in this game opened 40, has been bet up to 40.5. And I am never going to sit here and tell you that this is going to be the most amazing offensive game of all time. I'm just telling you that my total is 44. That's all I'm telling you. This is a bet for me. 40.5, 41, 41.5 would actually be a bet too. The over in Wyoming, San Jose State. Again, I am not saying fireworks. I'm just saying slightly less awful than what the market is predicting. Can be like, well, how could I ever do that? Well, I'm the one who told you to bet the Wisconsin over last week. That one, that total was like 40 also. So, you know, dreams do come true. Totals in this range actually do it sometimes and go over the number. Over in Wyoming, San Jose State, just for a couple more points. I actually really like another point and a half. Next game. If you can find a 57, which has just started hitting the board actually in the last break, on North Texas and Rice, we're going to play the under. Has to be 57, which this total has been starting to get bet up, which I disagree with. And 57 would be my point to play back and play under in the game. We've had a lot of fun betting on Rice already this year. And by a lot of fun, I mean we bet on them plus 3 touchdowns and the over, which I believe was like 50, and their opponent won 42-0. So it's really, really the worst possible situation with Rice football so far this year. If you have a 57 under on North Texas Rice, and then a collection of games that were just like, they're not quite as eyes bleed necessarily. A couple of them actually feature like pretty good teams, but like the lesser college football teams, to be honest. We're gonna bet the under in Arkansas State and South Alabama, 66.5, the opener, still there. This is good for a couple more points in my opinion. 65 would be the last number that I would bet under. UTEP and Florida Atlantic. UTEP actually pretty good this year. There's a sort of a cult of very devoted college football fans that think when UTEP plays UTSA, I think it's in 2 weeks, that game day could actually go to the game because one will be like undefeated, the other will have one loss or something. And like game day's never been to like what, Waco, or I guess wherever the UTSA is in San Antonio and UTEP's in El Paso. I don't know why I said Waco, but hasn't been to like obscure parts of Texas before basically. So UTEP, Florida Atlantic, anyway. We're gonna play the over 47.5. 48 would also be a bet on the over in that game. And then last one, we played the under on Western Kentucky last week, which won. It's actually won the week before as well. This was a team that the totals. You couldn't make them high enough the first part of the year. It was like Presbyterian and FCS, who Sam Panayotovic would come on and tell us about. Just like super fast paced, give up points everywhere. The totals just kept going up and up and up and up, and they kept going over. And then basically the script flipped a couple weeks ago, and now it's like bombs away on the under, honestly. So 2 weeks ago it won. Last week we bet Western Kentucky under, it won easily. This total against Charlotte is 73. Charlotte's quarterback, I haven't seen an update on him, got injured. They got smoked by Florida International, I think, last Friday night. Didn't see an update on him, but I know he's playing with a hand injury, I think, now. So maybe that helps us a little bit here. Whether he plays or not, I show a lot of value on the under again in this game. My number's more like 68, so 73 would be a bet under. Even like down to 71 would probably be the last number I would play under. So that's Charlotte and Western Kentucky. So to recap, eyes bleed games. We're going to play the over, Wyoming, San Jose State. 40.5, the current number on the market. We're going to play the under as long as you can find a 57 in North Texas and Rice. 57 or better would be a play on the under. And then Arkansas State, South Alabama under 66.5. UTEP, Florida Atlantic over 47.5, 48. And then Charlotte, Western Kentucky. We're going to play another Western Kentucky under. Current number is 73. Those are your eyes bleed games for Lockmas.